NPR's diplomatic correspondent Michelle Kellerman is here, too. Did the Russians get a warning?
They did, in fact. A senior Bush administration official told me that they had been working on this, choreographing this withdrawal for a week. So President Bush called Putin last week, last Friday, to talk about it. And interestingly enough, Secretary of State Colin Powell, who's been the one person that's really been out and forward on the idea of reaching an agreement with Russia on this, was the one who went to Moscow this week with the bad news.
Why this decision now?
That's a question a lot of critics are asking. The Union of Concerned Scientists just released a paper today saying that in fact, the tests that the Pentagon are planning do not bump up against the ABM treaty. These are the tests that are going to be next summer. This is one of the reasons why the Bush administration has said it needs to pull out now to have this 6-month waiting period before it can do it. The Union of Concerned Scientists says the research and development is far behind the politics in this sense. Also, Senator Biden on Capitol Hill said one of the reasons why he thinks it's going on now is because President Bush is riding so high in the polls. The war in Afghanistan will overshadow any serious talk about this.
Are critics worried about an arms race?
They are. I was at a news conference this morning. An expert warned that he sees this as a fatal blow to the non-proliferation treaty. And one of the big concerns, it's not only Russia, really. The Russian reaction is expected to be fairly muted because these systems will not threaten Russia's nuclear arsenal. What it will threaten, however, is China's nuclear arsenal. At least this is what people are saying in the future when we develop these programs. And if that means that China is going to start building up its nuclear arsenal, that could set off an arms race within Asia between India and Pakistan, and this is one very serious area of concern. The other issue is just multinational agreements in general. If the U.S. can walk away from such a big international arms control agreement, why can't other countries? And that's a big fear we're hearing today.
What replaces the ABM treaty?
Well, there was some hope all along during all of these summit talks that the Russians and the Americans could reach some kind of compromise and allow the ABM to sort of stick around for a while we test this. But after all of this talk, all of these summit meetings, it's clear that this isn't going anywhere. A senior administration official told me this treaty is finished. So moving on from there, it's going to be just bilateral agreements, and we'll have to see how far President Bush and President Putin's personal relationship can help this, because right now there is not something to replace it. The Bush administration talks about coming up with whole new security arrangements, post-Soviet, post-Cold War security arrangements, but they haven't been very specific, and there's a lot of fear about how they're going to be able to fill in these gaps.
So 6 months from now, the treaty dies, and maybe the Russians have some systems that they'd like to start testing.
Well, they have been talking about it with Europe, having some kind of theater defense system. And that's something, frankly, that could have worked even under this agreement. There is some possibility maybe the United States can work with Russia on these projects. These things could have happened within the ABM. What the Bush administration is talking about is moving further to sea-based, air-based. There's even talk about space-based, some sort of systems. These things are much farther off in the future. And again, as many experts have been saying, these are tests that would violate the ABM, but not at this point, not so early on. I think the Russian reaction, and we're seeing this so far, is fairly muted. I mean, they were really had come to grips with the fact that this was going to happen, whether they like it or not. You heard President Putin talking about this as the cornerstone for strategic stability. He is going to have some domestic problems at home, persuading people that, well, what could we do? The Americans wanted to move ahead with it. One of the main sticking points, as far as I understand it, is that the Russians wanted to be alerted, not only alerted of the U.S. tests as they go on, but essentially be able to say yes or no.
NPR's Michelle Kellerman, and at the White House, Don Gagne.